today's edition, I'm going to be talking about bullies. Boy. Bullies, you know? That was a tough one for me growing up. I remember in elementary, one bully in particular, Milton Joseph, God rest his soul. You know how they say live by the sword, you die by the sword? Well, that's sort of what happened to him. But anyway, I remember this kid, for no reason, he would beat the crap out of me every day, just picking on me. So I remember one time in particular, it was Halloween, and we were standing in the cafeteria line. And what happened is he had this big plywood, he picked it up, and with all his might, slapped me in the back of the head with a plywood. Oh man, something snapped then, folks. Something snapped. I mean, literally snapped. I mean, it's like, you ever seen the Incredible Hulk? And how David Banner, when they say, don't make me angry, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry? Well, picture that. When he hit me with that plywood in the back of my head, something snapped. So I kept calm and cool. And back then, in the cafeteria, we didn't use plastic forks. We used, you know, the metal forks and metal knives and metal spoon. So he cut in front of me, and I let him go. And all the while, I'm just plotting in my head that I gotta do something to get him back. So he sits in front of me, his hand is sitting on the counter, and I grabbed the metal fork and I stabbed him right in his hand, left the fork in his hand. And from that day on, well, of course I got suspended for a month, I think it was a month. But from that day on, I came back, never bullied me again. And I'm not advocating that you fight violence with violence. I'm just telling you what happened in my case, which is not, you know, I don't advocate that you react to it in a violent way. But from that day on, we were best of friends. What I am saying is stand up for yourself. Don't let these bullies bully you around. Stand up for yourself. Because that's what you have to do. You have to stand up for yourself. And unfortunately, if it leads to violence, then it leads to violence, but you have to stand up for yourself firmly, because they'll just keep bullying you and they won't stop. Stand up for yourself. You have to. Because what happens is when someone is being bullied, like in my case, I know this is going to be hard to believe, but in my case, when I was being bullied so much and I stabbed him back in his hand, I became more aggressive and I actually became sort of a bully myself without knowing it. That's because it's how they, you know, like how they say a rapist become a raper. If someone who was raped, they become a rapist when they grow up, or someone who was molested become a molester. Well, that stuff is true. When you are bullied, you become a bullier too. It's just the law of nature. That's just how it works. So you have to try to nip it in the bud before it gets to that point. Otherwise, it's going to be too late and you're going to become the very thing that you didn't want to become. So you have to, you know, get the help that you need. You know, talk with loved ones, or talk to the principals or your counselors, or whatever you have to do. You know, not to become the person who will be a bullier, or someone who will be rapist or molester or whatever it is. You gotta let the proper authorities know. That's pretty much it. So I hope this was enlightening. Thank you, folks, for listening, and tune in next time and keep watching those videos.